Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So, streaming is up big time, obviously, as people are found. I mean, I was texting with some of my college buddies, and everybody was kind of saying, what shows are you watching? What shows are you watching? Because everybody's looking for a show to start binging. So our question for you is, what have you been binging over the last week, and what can you recommend to people? 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. Stoney, you know me. I'm consistent on this. I've said this from the beginning, and I'll say it to you again. And in fact, this is the perfect time for you to do this.
I know exactly
what you're going to say. Mm-hmm. With your family. With your family. Friday Night Lights. It's a show the entire family can enjoy. It's five seasons. It was on NBC, so the episodes are each about 42, 43 minutes long. They're not an hour like some of the HBO shows.
What streaming service carries it?
Exactly. I don't know. I think Hulu. It used to be on Netflix, but I believe it's either on Hulu or Amazon. I'm not totally sure. But you can certainly look it up. Fortunately or unfortunately, my family is locked in on Survivor and The Amazing Race. Those are the shows that we binge. They work for our family. My wife and I like them. My youngest daughter likes them. Age range-wise, we all enjoy them. Now, if the kids weren't around and my wife and I were binging, I'm sure our choices would be more like Ozark or something like that. Mm-hmm. But for now, those are the shows that we're binging. Amazing Race and Survivor.
I wanted to start The Wire because I never saw it, but I don't think, even though my kids are in college, that would be something that they might, I don't think they'd enjoy per se. Although they love like Criminal Minds and they love those type of shows. But
it's not Criminal Minds in that Criminal Minds, right? I've never seen it, but the sense I get of it is like Law and Order. It's like in an hour, there's a crime, they solve the crime, and they put the guy behind bars.
Right.
The Wire is essentially a 5-year battle between the police and the drug,
right?
The drug cartel, if you will, or the drug
in
business
in Baltimore.
It is, you know, I think one of the greatest shows ever made. I love The Wire, but I can see it not necessarily being family fair. Maybe that's something for you and Cindy when the girls go back to school.
Yeah. Oh, if they go back to school. Who knows when that's going to happen. I know.
At some point, they will go back to school, I promise you.
But Friday Night Lights, I will make that suggestion. No doubt about it. 248-539-9797. I haven't binged anything lately because I've still been catching up on other stuff. Better Call Saul I watch. Tonight.
Oh, Stoney, I'm back on Better Call Saul.
Are you up to date?
No, I'm in the final season. I think I've watched the first 3+ episodes. So I'm almost up.
Yeah, the final this season's pretty good.
Yeah. This is the last season, right?
Supposedly, but now I was told it might not be. I have no idea.
Really?
Yeah, but I think it is.
Some people have written that it's better than Breaking Bad. I'm not going there, but it's a damn good show. And it was slow for a while, but this season's pretty good.
It's really good. Like today, I'll go home and I'll watch. I guess last night was the last Curb for the season, so I'll get caught up on that.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Bill in Chesterfield. You're a 97 on the ticket.
My wife and I have been watching Tiger Man.
Tiger King.
Tiger King, yes, Tiger King.
What's it about?
And it's like about this guy that it's a documentary about this guy that did a murder for hire against this girl in Florida, and they all battle over privately owned wild tigers. And it's unbelievable for the fact that like these people actually do exist. I mean, there's one guy that's got like 6 wives, in South Carolina. The lady in Florida suspected of murdering her husband for money. The guy in Oklahoma is just has this like 1,200 big cats. I mean, it's just
it's a true story.
It's a true story, and you can't make it up. I mean, it's not the actual story. It's the actual, like, you look at it. My wife and I just laugh at the people that are on it.
All right. It's kind of interesting. I never heard that before, but there is somebody else.
I never heard of it either.
We talked about it on the news.
Oh, we did?
Not the actual documentary that is playing right now, but the actual story. Yeah, we talked about. He's got like a blonde mullet. He goes by a nickname. Something about Tiger or Extreme. Something, I don't know. I can't think of it.
Tiger King, and that is the name of the show.
Yeah,
but there's a ticket text also suggesting that's a really good one.
Heather, that's right. I vaguely remember that. Yes,
he had a nickname that he went by. I think he must have been sentenced to jail or something. Like, I talked about what happened afterward. It was just a wild story. But if you looked at his mugshot, it was just, I remember him having like a blonde mullet.
Tiger King, the Al Avila story.
Yeah, interesting.
Let's go to Greg and Warren. You're on 97, won the ticket.
How you doing? My wife and I, we've been streaming All American, which is based, inspired by a true story, on Netflix.
All right, what's about?
It's a football show. It actually, somebody on Ticketext mentioned this as well. Yeah.
Yeah, it's real good. I forget what team he ended up playing for in the NFL, but yes, it's inspired based upon a true story, and the actual player is helping with the production of the show.
Yeah, no, it's funny. I remember when that show started on CW, and I didn't think much of it. And then you mentioned it. Somebody else mentioned it as well. You know what's funny, Stoney? I find the thought of streaming an entire show, meaning like multiple seasons, somewhat daunting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's almost like intimidating. It's like learning to play the piano or learning to play the guitar or reading a 1,000-page book. It's like, well, I can do it. I can definitely do it, and it would take me a while. But for some reason, it's intimidating. So in that sense, you're more likely to watch a rerun of a show you've already watched or rewatch a show you already know for some reason.
Well, speaking of sports stuff, my kids have watched a little bit, especially Jesse, like a lot of the Last Chance U.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I haven't really seen. I hear those were really good. Let's go to Jonathan. You're on 97. Won the ticket. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, Jonathan.
So right now, I just finished up the second season of Counterpart. I watched it on Amazon, but I think it's a Star show or something like that. And the premise of the show, it's this, it's like a sci-fi show, but it's actually got a lot of grade A actors on it. And the premise is that the world had an event at such and such date. I don't even remember when it was, but like it's split into two dimensions and everybody has their own counterpart in the other world. And
wow.
Like there's it's like a spy thing. It's like there was a flu epidemic that one side sent over to the other side, and 7% of the world's population died or something like that. So there's all this spy stuff going on back and forth between them, and it's got some really cool actors in it, and it was really well done. So
let me ask you this. Do you find it depressing to watch a show about a flu epidemic?
No, you know what? I honestly didn't really know that it was like that was part of the background when I started watching it.
Right.
I can't even remember the guy's name right now, but the main character on it is like one of my favorite characters.
Okay.
And when I started watching, I was like, oh, I'll give it a try. And it pulled me in. I don't know. I can't even give you a real good example of what kind of spy show that it relates to, but definitely worth your time if you're into intrigue and that kind of stuff. So
right.
Cool. Thanks for the phone call. Counterpart. You know, because somebody else, the reason why I asked that, Stoney, somebody else on Ticketext mentioned Chernobyl.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not sure I can, I'm not sure right now I could go for Chernobyl. I mean,
it's
I'm not
so
saying
good,
it has
though.
To be. No, I understand that, but it's not like I need happy, happy, joy, joy, but it's another thing about a really depressing world event. By the way, Heather, Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic, yeah, that's the guy.
Right.
That's the Tiger guy.
A lot of ticket texters about it. Evan Jenkins texted me and said that He watched the entire thing over the weekend, Tiger King with Joe Exotic.
That's him.
There it is. Heather?
Yes.
What are you guys binging?
You know what? We just binged over the weekend starting, I don't know, Friday, maybe Thursday. And it wasn't the greatest. It was called The Stranger. I think it was on Netflix.
Don't know
We watched it. I believe there was a season earlier. It's basically like a long movie, a mystery suspense movie.
Yeah.
And it was just okay. I mean, it was worth watching. We watched the whole thing, but it wasn't amazing. So it just got meh reviews.
Okay.
The Stranger.
By the way, how was your date night?
It was all right. We didn't do quite as I planned, but we had a, like, I planned on, you know, like actually curling my hair and getting kind of not fancy, but just getting dressed in
real
clothes.
Some makeup on.
You know, a little mascara here and there, but
a little slow music, a little slow dancing in the living room.
Yeah. It didn't quite play out like I had in my head, but we still had a good night. Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
248-539-9797 is a telephone number. The ticket text 97136. We had a caller just before the break who mentioned Counterpart. A lot of people mentioning Counterpart. Some people go in old school, Stoney, like, for example, watching The Sopranos. Another person saying they're watching The Wire, a show which I know you're very partial to, Brockmire.
Oh, yes, Brockmire. And the last season has started.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's,
I don't know where to stream that, though. I know it's on the, what, independent film
IFC
channel?
I'm sure it's on demand. I would assume you have it there on your own demand. But, yeah. Yeah, it's terrific. If you like sick stuff. I mean, it's sports, but it's really sick humor. And
very dark humor, yes.
Yes, indeed. Let's talk to Tony, calling us from Shelby Township. What's up, Tone?
Hey, guys. So what I've been binge-watching lately is Star Wars, Clone Wars, the animated series.
Wow.
Yeah. I am only 26 years old, and so growing up, I knew of the series. It was on Cartoon Network or whatever. I was kind of hesitant at first. You know, growing up, I never watched it, and then finally my friends are like, Tony, you got to watch it. And as a big Star Wars fan, I appreciate it goes way into a lot of the lore, a lot of the backstories. And if you're into the new Mandalorian series, there's a lot of crossovers with that as well. So if you guys get a chance, watch Star Wars, Clone Wars, the animated series. I tried to watch it with my niece and nephews, thinking that it would be kid friendly, and the stories are just way too complex for them to even pay attention to. So definitely not just for kids. And that's what I've been watching.
All right. Thanks, Tony. I do have a question because we know the whole Star Wars. Heather and I have never seen Star Wars. I thought about it for a second yesterday. But where do you find – are they all on Netflix? Are they all on a service?
It's called the Disney app.
Okay. I'm just asking. I don't know. Yeah. That's why I'm asking. Because they are on Disney. Okay.
I think so, aren't they? I'm pretty sure they are. Stoney, do you think you're gonna? Are you likely to watch the Clone Wars on?
No, but I am.
You're not gonna watch the Star Wars cartoon?
No, but I am likely to watch Star Wars.
No, Stoney, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You said it before.
I know, but I didn't realize because I remember once I tried to get it. This was before the Disney app, and it was like $9.90. And I said, I ain't paying to watch Star Wars. I mean, I want to watch the whole deal.
Now you perfect can.
Time. I know. I'll see.
Well, I hope you do watch it because then I know that the next day we can do a Star Wars quiz on the air and ask you questions about what you just watched to see how much of it you retain.
Yeah. Well, my retention is not usually very good, so that's probably why you want to do that.
97 won the ticket.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.